Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with me, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of things that you can use. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget our poll question. We have that right on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Every week we ask a different question. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And check out all the other things there that that we have made available to you, from the work that I do, the work that my Brain Trust members do, including our good friend Jim Outs, who's with us right now. He's the CEO of Southwest Jet Aviation. He's a venture capitalist. He's a serial entrepreneur, the author of a number of books, including the new one, Grow the Entrepreneurial Dream. Jim, one of the things you wanted to do with this book, you wanted to help small business owners. You wanted to help entrepreneurs out there learn from, benefit from the experience, from the lessons you've learned, from the lessons you paid cash for, and after you made the mistakes. And so what's the most important thing of all the things? You got these folks sitting at your knee right now. If you could tell them one thing, what would be the most important thing?
I think you have to start out and establish a level of integrity in the company so that all your customers, your employees, the vendors you work with, they know that when you make a commitment to them, you will fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
Because businesses, even though we've got the internet out there doing a lot of selling for us and marketing and customer service, it really gets down, do I really trust the people I'm working with?
You're talking about values here, aren't you?
Values. And if you want to grow a company, the best way to grow it is to keep your attrition rate low. So if you add 10 new customers, you have an additional 10 instead of adding 10 and losing 4. We were fortunate in our first software company that we had, with the exception of maybe 1 or 2 years, we had an attrition rate that was less than 4%.
Wow.
So that was pretty good.
So values is a big deal. And see, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Jim, because This is something I've been talking about for a long time, that integrity has always been an important currency to have in the marketplace. But I believe in the second decade of the 21st century, it's even more critical. It's even more, has even increased. I think the currency of integrity, the currency of values, have increased significantly.
Yeah, it has. And people, everybody gets a little edgy or nervous when you start talking about integrity. And we've always tried to say, hey, this isn't personal.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with the business and how we want you to treat our customers. And, you know, you can be a good leader. You can have all the best ideas in the world. But unless you can get your people to buy in to the concept of integrity and how we deal with customers, then you're out there thinking that, hey, this business is doing right and doing the correct things for all of our customers. Then you got salespeople out there that are, you know, exaggerating the capability
right.
of your product, or people out in the field, you know, misrepresenting. And as you know, in the software industry, the software industry is full of people that are selling futures. And,
right.
That's not good.
So you're saying that a big part of a CEO's job is making sure that the last mile of his or her influence, of his or her reach into the marketplace through their employees, that those people conduct themselves in the way that the company says it, that it wants to conduct itself, the mission statement,
right.
the value statement, the authenticity that you feel as a CEO. And isn't that one of the biggest frustrations of a CEO is to get the people to believe all the way down to the last mile?
Yeah, it's just like being a coach. I mean, I always, when I was a kid, I grew up thinking I was going to be a coach. And when I was in business for as long as I was, I found the best way, instead of, you know, to give people edicts and directives, and was to coach the people and get them to play the same way and play together. And it was hard, but we had pretty good results.
Well, that's the difference between being a manager and a leader, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
There are a lot. Managers are a dime a dozen, Jim. Maybe a dime for two dozen. But leaders are special, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. And people say, well, how do you lead? What do you do to be a leader? And I think as a leader, you want to make sure that you provide training for all the people that come with you. For example, when a person says they're going to come to work for you, there's obligations on both sides, and as an employer, you have an obligation to make sure that person is properly trained, can do things that they will be successful at, and as you train them, you find out they become much more loyal to the firm, mm-hmm. and they become a lot more productive, which is important.
I like what you said, because folks, he didn't say have a better product, be more competitive. He didn't say do more marketing. He said talk about values and authenticity and ethics and integrity. Folks, those things will overcome a product that's not as good as the next guy's. It'll overcome a higher price. It'll overcome a lot of mistakes that you might make. If you have those things, your customers will give you credit for it. Tintail, more to come with our good friend Jim Houts. His book is called Grow the Entrepreneurial Dream. It's brand new. And you
ain't had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.